Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy here, everyone. I just know that you are as excited as I am to have a clean slate to work with. It doesn't matter what 2013 did for us. Those are lessons learned, and they are all now in the archive. So we all start at the beginning right now. We all have a clean slate, and I'm so excited about that, which I am sure you are as well. I had a very special guest that was scheduled for today. Unfortunately, we need to reschedule, but I tell you, that gentleman has an amazing story, and I do hope that he can be on soon in the future, in the new year here, so that you can hear his story, because his story is just the type that you will want to hear to get you going on this new year. So text everyone, call everyone up, and tell them to join us this morning as we kick off 2014 with this show.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they want.
Yes, if you have not yet done so, I want to remind you to join me at Dynamic Daphne on Twitter, Dynamic Daphne on Facebook.com, and also to stop by my website, Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers.com, also Daphne Clark Hudson.com, and sign up there for my mailing list. I want to have you in everything that I'm doing, and to keep you informed on the promotions that I'm doing. I want to give my supporters first dibs. Also, the time is coming down. It's before you know it, it's going to be June 15th. And that's when we do the cruise for the Empowering People Foundation, which is the nonprofit breakfast for the students at the Carmel School. I'm just so excited because I've gotten a couple of new board of directors, so I'm excited about that. It is always so amazing when you find people who are committed to the things that you choose to do in life, because not everybody buys into paying it forward, and I find some amazing people. As a matter of fact, You know, some of them are across the world. But it doesn't matter where they are. With Skype and with all the other technologies that we have, we can still work together. So in the weeks ahead, as soon as our website goes live, I will introduce them all to you here on the radio. I want you to remember to call in Miss Olinda Begg for the information pertaining to the cruise, and you can reach her at 203-539-0094 or 203-818-3174, and that's where you can reach Miss Olinda Begg, Tot Olinda Begg, and she will give you all the information you need for the cruise, which is going to be on the 14th of June through the 22nd of June, and we will be going on the Norwegian Epic. Everybody hear about that, which ship we are going on. People who have been on it before get so excited and says, oh, that's the best ship ever. So we hope that you will support us there. Again, her name is Tot Olinda Begg, and you can reach her at 203-539-0094, 203-818-3174. And just let her know you're calling about the Norwegian cruise for the Empowering People Foundation, Inc. You can join us here in the conversation. We are only on for an hour today. And you can join us in the conversation by calling 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Our chat room is also open, and I welcome you to join us there. Tomorrow we are on at our regular time of 7 p.m. And I have an amazing guest on, Carla Dutchin from, she's out of California. And she's going to tell you how to rock 24. And I think she's an intuitive. And I think she's also going to be doing some readings for you here. I think the last portion of the show, the last 15, 20 minutes, she is planning to do some reading. So make sure you tune in to the show tomorrow and to get some of Carla's insight on that. Yes, today, my guest that we rescheduled, that we have to postpone because he hasn't rescheduled yet. He, as I say, he has a fantastic story. And he was going to be talking about stay hungry and run as fast as you can. And I know people were calling me up very excited about the topic. So although I am not going to be speaking on that topic, I'm going to speak about staying hungry. And it's not for food, but for success and the business that you are doing. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I spent New Year's Eve and New Year's Day and the 1st of January focusing on my intentions for 2014. I grew up and I always see, regardless of what people are doing in Jamaica, they always, midnight, whatever midnight, whatever you are doing at midnight on that year, that's what you do the rest of the year. And people are continuously working on resolutions. And the shameful thing about that is that on the third or fourth of the new year, the resolutions are gone through the window. So, you know, I came to the realization and say, you know, I'm not going to fall into the trap of doing New Year's resolution. And that was when I started working on goal posters. We called them back then. Now they have got elevation and they are now called vision board. And for me, for the first time in 2014, I created a vision wall. And my vision wall consists of a map of the world and with some points of interest that I want to start to do some work. I know my radio show is already reaching the world globally, but I want physically different forms. For those of you who connect with on Facebook or when you connect, just look for a video I have out there with a map of the world there, and I'm talking to you and explaining to you what it is. So you do what it is for you. In addition to that, I have a poster board where there are no pictures on that. There are just texts on that. And on my poster board, I have a number of bullet points that I will focus my intentions on this year. And as I was speaking with one of my coaches, he reminded me to make sure you have on their personal relationships, because you ought to begin to have one now. So yes, I said yes. And it's surprisingly, I was speaking with another colleague of mine, and she pointed out that to me. I said to her, you are the second person. So you'll be pleased to know that I have on there to start a committed, loving relationship. And now I'm putting it out there to the world. So, you know, what it is you're looking for, what it is you're hungry for, you need to create that list for yourself. You know, there is, if we don't know ourselves, we cannot grow ourselves. We must know who we are. We must know our desires. What do we deserve? And when we know those things, then we are able to grow ourselves in the direction that we want to go. It was James Russell Lowell who says, no one can produce great things who is not thoroughly sincere in dealing with himself. Isn't that the truth? I want to read that that quote again for you. And this quote is from James Russell Lowell. No one can produce great things who is not thoroughly sincere in dealing with himself. And you and I know the truth. And that statement sums up what it means to be hungry. We got to be hungry so much so that when we walk around, when we wake up, whatever we are seeing, we are just seeing what it is we want for ourselves. And I was speaking with a dear friend yesterday, and I mentioned to her that she need to begin to not be focusing so much on the future. She need to let the future be. Let it be. And I said, you need to just concentrate on right now. So you need to modify and adjust your life to the moment. Enjoy the moment. That's what being hungry is all about. You must live this moment right now. Enjoy. Knowing that when you mess up right now and when it's gone, there is no recall on it, and you just cannot get it back. So why you keep focusing on the future when you can embrace and you can love and you can enjoy and you can commit to right now? This is all we have, ladies and gentlemen, right now. So why are we not enjoying it to the best of our ability? When we focus on the future and we worry about yesterday, that's where we hold ourselves hostage and we are not able to grow. There's a story I read once, and I want to share it with you. The story goes that in 2004, Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore starred in a comedy called 50 First Dates. It is the story of a man who falls in love with a young woman only to discover that she cannot remember him the next day. In fact, she can't remember anything that has happened to her since the car crash she was in a year before. She is destined to live every day as if it were the day before her accident. It was a cute movie. Thing like that were true and had actually happened. There's also another story and by a neurosurgeon. And the story goes that there was a study that was done in 1957. And this study was done by sons of researchers. It was done on a patient that they only call Henry M. And as the story goes, as a matter of fact, he was from my home state here in Connecticut. He was from Hartford, Connecticut. In 1926, and he had suffered from a case of epilepsy that was so severe and debilitated that he could not function. Age 27 meant surgery, in which part of his brain were removed to try to treat his epilepsy. The good news was that after the surgery, he no longer suffered the constant debilitating seizures. In addition, he suffered no negative impact on his intelligence, personality, or ability to interact with others socially. However, there was one horrible side effect. He seemed to have no short-term memory. Henry M. could not remember anything that happened after the surgery. He didn't recognize his dog, couldn't find his way to the bathroom. When he returned home, he would do the same jigsaw puzzle every day and read the same magazine without having any memory of having done that. When his family moved to a new house, he could never remember having moved, nor could he find the way to his new home. Though he remembered his old one vividly. When interviewed 30 minutes after lunch, he could not recall a single item he had eaten. In fact, he was stuck in time, unable to learn, grow, change. Yes, that was indeed a tragedy. And you're probably asking, Daphne, why are you sharing that? There are many of us who are stuck in time and we are not hungry enough to move on. We're stuck in the time of adversity. We are stuck in the time of what our families have done to us or other people have done to us. And regardless of the opportunities that face us, we are stuck. And we are not moving along. We hold on to the hurts. We hold on to the betrayals. We hold on to disappointment. Instead of holding on to them, why not dissect them and learn the lessons from those situations and use them to boost your intentions, your vision, and your purpose? My life is a perfect example of that. I've had so many adversities, and I won't go over them now because you have been supporters and followers of mine for many years, and you know my story. And I can tell you, it has been out of that, those adversities, that I have developed this extreme hunger for success. I have craved from the day that I learned about personal development. I have craved it. I have committed to it. I have desired in it, and I have invested in it. When you are hungry, the only way to get rid of that hunger is to ingest something. You either eat or you drink. And that's what personal development has done for my hunger. It has helped me to carve out certain times to invest in me, to invest in my success. It has helped me to help others for their success, to identify their hunger, and to expand on their hunger. Each and every one of us have stories. I, as my good friend Les Brown says, that every one of us are self-made. However, it is only the rich that will admit that. Yes, whether you are successful or whether you are a failure, you are self-made, because you and I have the ability and the know-how how to do that. The only thing is that for whatever reason, a lot of times we are not utilizing that. We are not setting our intentions. I tell you, I was privileged November of 2013 to be part of an event in the Dominican Republic called Awesomeness Fest. It is an event put on annually by Mind Valley. And I tell you, for me, I was like a kid in a candy store, because here I was. It was my first event, and here I was with a bunch of people who was just like me. They were huggers, they were kissers, they were smiling, they were happy, they were joyful. They had a great understanding of their intentions. They knew where they were, what they were doing. They know the importance of living as a community. They understand what community meant. And they know that whatever they desire, all they needed to do is to begin to love themselves, set their intention to manifest that which was already inside of them. We are not capitalizing on the things that we have accessible to us because we refuse to set our intentions. So in preparation for my guest who is coming on tomorrow, I want to help you to set the stage. I want you to come with great intentions. Jot the intentions down that you want to listen to that show with. And I want you to do that for each show that you come to. Come with an intention. Because you know what? If you refuse to come with an intention, then you're going to come and you will not be getting anything out of it. Don't be categorized of life. A lot of famous speakers oftentimes says there are three kind of people in the world. They are the ones who don't know what they want. They are the other ones that know what they would like to do. However, interestingly enough, they don't do it. The third one is people who know what they would like to do, and they go out there and they kick ass and they do it. The third category, you and I, we are hungry. We want it, and we go out there, hell or high waters, and we make it happen. We go out there, we look for people who are doing things that we have on our intention board or wall to do. But instead of going out there and to reinvent the wheel, we connect with them and we have the mentorship, the guidance, the coaching from them that helps us to accomplish that which we are looking to do. The first step towards changing one's awareness is the second step to acceptance. We got to accept where we are. What's our truth? We got to step up to our truth, look it boldly in the eyes and say, I'm ready to change. I was so excited. Yesterday I received a quote that says, thank you 2013 for all the lessons. 2014, I am ready. Isn't that a powerful statement? I liked it so much till I changed the backdrop on my Facebook wall to include that. And I want for you to adopt that for yourself. You know, be thankful for the lessons you pass. But step right now in the presence and be ready. You got to know that you are ready, because until you are ready to embrace, you are going to be faltering by the wayside. You know, do what you want to do. You don't need the approval of anybody. Hear me out. I do not want for you to say, oh, I cannot share what I'm doing with everyone. Sure, you can share that. What I want you to do is to share it with people who will give you an objective sounding board. Allow you, if you may, clear it out. And they will ask you thought-provoking questions that will help you to categorize and identify your why. I was calling a couple of weeks back, and this was my first time working with her. And on the second call, she said something that was very interesting. She said that after my session with you, I came to the realization how many faults is inside of me. And I work with her to rephrase that statement. And after I got her permission, I said, am I to understand that you came to the realization that there are areas in your life that you need to take responsibility for and work on? And she said, oh, that's a different way to put it. And it was important to help her to rephrase that and to reframe it, because as long as she is looking at it as fault, she would be challenged in moving forward out of that situation. So, yes, we all have truths, and we need to accept our truths. But what I have come to find out, until I love myself, until I love my truth and take responsibility for them, I will not be in a position to do anything about them. A lot of times in this hungry phase of whatever it is we're doing, until we take inventory of oneself, we are not going to be able to start to peel that onion back. I think it was my friend, a new colleague, Al Diaz, I also met Al in Dominican Republic at that amazing event. That man is an amazing man. He shared on the show here, and you can go back and listen to it, and I want you to practice it too. He shared an activity on the radio a few weeks ago when he was on, and he challenged all of us to do for 30 days, he says. I want you to do it in the morning. I want you to do it at night. So I want you to go up to a mirror. I want you to look eyeball to eyeball. I want for you to say this statement 3 times. I love who you are. I love what you are. And I love you unconditionally. He said, that's the statement that he used to turn his life around that puts him on the path that he's on now. And, you know, it warms my heart when I come in contact with other teachers who help to support the truths that I teach for my listeners. Because ask yourself the question, and I honor you if you are at that stage that you can walk up to a mirror with bright lights on and you can stare in the eyeballs of the person that is looking back at you. If you are in the stage where you can do that and you are able to do that, it simply means that you have been doing some work with yourself over a period. Honor you. I really and truly honor you. I tell you, as we sit down to design our intention board or wall, I want you to bear in mind that there is definitely a direct connection between finding your passion and reaching your potential. It's not about anybody else out there. It is about you. A few weeks ago, I started sharing I did that on a summit as well. And unless we can really and truly connect, claiming, embracing, utilizing our why, we are stuck in la la land. We are sitting down waiting for manna to fall out of the sky for us. So it starts right there where we can look into what it is for us. What is our why? Why are we doing what we do? You know, who is it benefiting that we do what we do? You know, a lot that we are not getting the right answers, and you know the reason, you know what I'm going to say already, is because we are not asking the correct answers. We are not asking the correct answers. And we need to ask answers, do the right things that we need to do in life. It's not rocket science, ladies and gentlemen. It is easy. It is easy for us to do what it is that we want to do. It's very easy. So, you know, set your intentions right. What it is that is good for you. What it is that you are looking to accomplish right now. Just be bold. Trust me. As I sit down to create mine, it gets scary. However, I know that I am the only person that can hold myself back. I came across something on Facebook for the amazing Tony Robbins, and you all know who Tony Robbins is. And I think that this is just so phenomenal for us this new year. And I want to share, he has 7 points here I want to share with you, because I think this is a great way to line up and finish our hungry segment. The power of momentum in 2014 is what the heading is. And I know if you research it out there, you can find it. 7 steps to fulfilling 2014. And here goes. You must first gain clarity about where you really are now. That's what I told you. That's what I did on the New Year's Eve and New Year's Day and the second, as I create my vision wall and vision board. Number two, get certain. Once you know where you are, you need to create certainty about your capacity to take anything you can dream about and make it real. Number three, get excited. Now that you are clear about where you are and you have certainty about your ability to make your goals and dreams real, it's time to get excited about where you want to go. Number four, get focus. Focus equals reality. Now that you are excited about your goals, it is time to determine the results and desire you must and decide how soon you must achieve them. Number five, get committed. Once you are directing your focus towards what you want most from life, it's time to get dedicated. This true commitment to your goals will come from the why. Keep you energized and persistent as you keep moving toward your goals. Number six, get momentum. Never leave the sight of setting a goal without taking some action towards its attainment. This will create momentum toward the result you want. And number seven, get smart. S-M-A-R-T. And here is what Tony Robbins break down smart to mean. Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time frame. And those are the 7 steps that's created by Tony Robbins. Excuse me. Create a vision and never let the environment, other people's beliefs of the limits of what has been done in the past shape your decision. Ignore conventional wisdom. Ignore conventional wisdom. And is not that the truth? Too often we allow others to hold us back and tell us what we can and cannot do. So I am so excited that I was able to find someone who is known around the world who supports what it is that I'm teaching more about being hungry. During this hungry stage, it is important that you develop clarity between what you want and what you're good at. Because the thing is that when you do what you're good at, you will not work a day in your life. Every day you get up is going to be party time. Every day you get up, it's going to be party time. Because you're having so much fun doing what you're doing, impacting the lives of others until you forget it is work. All right? Do you know what desires you and what gives you satisfaction? As entrepreneurs, we oftentimes just keep doing. The battery died. We reach this stage where some of you, your spouses are telling you, you're talking in your sleep. And you're not saying, I love you. You are talking about work. If that is happening to you, you need to look in the mirror and have a serious conversation. Do you know what your values and priorities are? And what your organization values and priorities are for those who are working a job? This is a year for clarity and action. Action and clarity. They come together. I was speaking with a friend of mine, and she was saying she knows she's going back to work, but she doesn't want to. She has known for a long time that God has been calling her to do something else. And she is getting ready to step up and just accept that call that God has for her and that the universe is pointing her. And it's right or wrong way about that. Because, you know, God is faithful. What he gives us, he's not taking it back. Although there are times when people die and leave this world without their calling being manifested. But God is so faithful that whatever he brought us here for, he really doesn't take it away and give it to somebody else. It's just for us to step up, be bold, and to accept what it is. Almost every man wastes part of his life in attempts to display qualities which he does not possess. That's a quote from Samuel Johnson. And ain't that the truth? Do you know why you want to do what you do? And it better not be because you want to do it for you or because you want to make a lot of money. Hey, each and every day we get up, we need to focus on the greater community. The founder of mine, Vali, he's doing over 10 years. He expand his vibration globally. He starts with the people in his immediate surroundings, and like in his home. Then he goes to the neighbor. Then he expanded to the town, the city, the country, each different world. And each and every day, he wakes up and that's how he's doing that meditation. And one, Mind Valley is rocking the way they do. Because Vishen is not selfish in what he does. He knows the importance of community. He knows that without community, you and I are nothing. We need to embrace community and know what we can do for each other. How can I help to let your light shine? How can you fuel my torch to let my light shine as well? We ought not to be selfish in mind. We should be selfish. Give more to others. Help them to see their light. Your vision will become clear only when you look into your heart. Who looks outside? Dreams, who looks inside, awaken. Everything that you and I need is on the inside of us. We are just not taking the time to look on the inside. And a lot of times we are not looking on the inside because we are living in the past and we are fearful of those experiences. Let today be the first day of the rest of your life. When you open those chains and set yourself free, you can now soar like the wings of eagles because you deserve to. Yes, you deserve to. There is so many people out there that is waiting on you. Why not identify them today? Identify them today. And we can all grow together. We can all grow together. It's just the beginning. It's a new day. You have a new slate. You have a new canvas. You have new paint that's standing there. You have new brushes. Begin to stroke those brushes. Be hungry enough. Just take that paintbrush up and start stroke on that canvas. We have a global canvas. There is no measurement. There's no size. There's no 8x8. There's no 8x11. There's no 24x24. No 56x56. No 36x72. There are no measurements on this global canvas that you and I have. We are presented with this canvas. And we can say, thank you, universe. Thank you. So, let us start in this hungry stage. Let us begin to paint today. I am a new artist, and so are you. It doesn't matter what I painted before. The piece I paint today, this will be the important piece of art that I share with you. So why not let us paint together? Yes, we can do it. If we are hungry enough, we will be able to create some masterpiece. Listen, we were called for greatness. We have the power within, and everything that you and I need to manifest is laying dormant in us. Don't let this be a lonesome journey. It doesn't matter where you are. We can partner. We can get into joint venture collaborations, and we can rise together. Let's cut. If you have done so, check out dynamicdaphne, facebook.com/dynamicdaphne. I'm on LinkedIn. My website is daphneclarkhudson.com. Connect with me there. Let us begin to paint on this global canvas. I want to also remind you about the cruise. I want you to be part of this cruise. I want you to call part of the 203-218-3174. 203-539-0094. Tell her you're calling about the cruise for June the 14th on the Norwegian Epic. and let's go out there and rock. Remember, tomorrow is the 5th of January. I have a phenomenal speaker who is coming on, and she will be sharing, excuse me, she will be sharing with you how to rock 2014. And I know that this is what we all want. I want you to bear in mind, as you prepare yourself to create your intentions for this year, I want you to know that growth thrives in conducive surrounding. The first step towards success, when you refuse to be captive of the environment you first find yourself in. And this is a quote from Mark Twain. Again, remember I mentioned what Les Brown says, that all of us are self-made, but only the rich is proud to accept that. Yes, we all have clean colors. We have new brushes. We have new paint. And we have brand new intentions. Let us begin to create the most magnificent masterpiece of our lifetime. I want to encourage you to also follow me here on this radio site. You know, send me a private message if there is anything special that you want to discuss on the show here. Just send me a message via the box, or you can send me an email at dynamicdaphne12@att.com. And if you have some, for those of you who have brilliant ideas how we can raise funds for the Empowering People Foundation, Inc. nonprofit in Jamaica, West Indies, I want to hear from you. For those, there are many people who have offered over the several months that they want to go down with me when I go. I want to hear from you too. And you can just help me make a difference in the lives of those children there in Jamaica, West Indies. If you're a videographer and you want to volunteer your service, we need you, because I'm looking to go down to the school to create a video from the school that we can put up on our website. So reach out to me through email, dynamicdaphne12@att.net, and also message me right here on the radio show. I'm so excited to be back. I'm telling you, I took two, three weeks off, and I really am pumped up coming back. Thanks for allowing me to do that, and thanks for those of you who kept downloading from the archives. I tell you, the numbers on the archives are high, and we are over our 100,000 mark. I think we are 100,600 mark. So help me before the end of this year, out up to June. Why don't you help me to get to my second 100,000 and beyond? I know we can do it. I'm excited to have you as part of my family. It is my intention to continue serve you, and it's my intention you will see the importance of your continued support to me here on this platform. Okay? So, again, I'm so excited. I can't even contain myself with that excitement. I want you to go back and listen to that episode with Al Diaz. And just practice that affirmation that he shares there. To look in the mirror and repeat to yourself 3 times, morning and evening, before you go to bed. And when you just wake up in the morning, you look in the mirror, eyeball to eyeball. You said to the person looking back at you, I love who you are, I love what you are, and I love myself unconditionally. So I want you to do that. And I want you to call Al, or you call myself here at the end of 30 days, and let us know how this has helped to transform where you are. So remember, I'm waiting to hear about the mask you are painting. I see you tomorrow when I have Carla on. And remember, Carla is going to be doing some reading. So make sure that you're on here. Alrighty. I love you all. Have a happy, happy Saturday. And go hug somebody. Let them know how much you love them. But most of all, I want you to hug the person that you are looking at in the mirror, and let that person know that you love them unconditionally. Stay blessed. Stay true to your calling and your destiny. Know that once you have set your intentions, there ain't no stopping you.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. Trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me, hallelujah, and directing me, speak to it, my destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny.